Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, the people here on the ground know, we all know what how defective concrete blocks is affecting our communities. And after Charles Ward's motion in the Dáil, which was supported by all the opposition, yet, you know, the government officials, and to be fair, the opposition, you know, it was a small percentage of the MTDs that was in that room to listen to a fantastic demonstrations, or like Paul Dunlop was talking about, you know, why it's not mica and why it, you know, why it's an internal sulphur attack and how it affects the buildings and the blocks. And Eileen Doherty, and then there was another Karen who was doing the mental health. Like, these were three major issues that are affecting defective concrete families and counties here, but yet there are very few of the TDs bothered there to come and listen to what was being said, because that's how they're going to learn. You know, they won't learn by just listening to RTE, because we know they don't cover it. So, you know, that we were down there, they were all invited, but yet there was very little, you know, in front of TVs, in front of radios, they're all very concerned. But when it come to putting their backside on a chair to listen to a talk for half an hour, not many of them turned up.
And have you a rough kind of figure of how many was there, or an estimate?
I would say if there was 15 to 20, it was the very max.
And is that would be including, I suppose, our own five representatives?
We had four of our own Donegal TDs in the room at the time. There was one who was away canvassing for Catherine Connolly, I think, in Monaghan on that day. So you can understand. But, you know, just like, this is going to affect every county in Ireland at some stage, or 26 counties at the moment, and yet their own TDs were not coming to listen, to understand, to learn about this scheme. I just felt it was very, you know, it shows you the empathy and the concern that most of these TDs, and no wonder they voted to the government last year, because they don't see the effect that this is having on communities and on families. Rate of suicide and one thing or another, they just don't care.